Now, fourthly, in dependence on consciousness, that should say the relinking consciousness arises nama rupa, or name and form. This term was mentioned last week, so we need not go into it in great detail. Here, it simply means the physical body. At first, the embryonic physical body, together with the other three mental aggregates of feeling, perception, that is to say, and so on. Fifthly, fifth nidana, in dependence on this name and form, in dependence on this initially embryonic psychophysical organism, arise what we call the salayatana, or the six bases. The six bases are simply the five physical sense organs, together with the mind, which is treated as a sort of sixth sense, or even organ. They're so called because they constitute the bases for our experience of the external world, the external universe. Sixthly, in dependence on these six bases of the psychophysical organism arises sparsha, contact or impression. This represents what we may describe as the mutual impact of organ and appropriate object. For instance, the eye comes into contact with form, visual form, and this gives rise to what the Buddhist texts call eye contact, and so on for the other five senses. Then seventhly, in dependence on this contact, whether eye contact or any other kind of sense organ contact, arises feeling. This also was mentioned last week. With regard to its origin, feeling is sixfold, according to whether it's born of eye contact or ear contact, and so on. And each of these is in turn threefold, that is to say, pleasant, painful, and neutral, neither pleasant nor painful, as also we saw last week when we discussed Vedana or feeling, as one of the five aggregates. Then eighthly, dependent on feeling, Trishna, or thirst, arises. Now this is very important. Thirst, Trishna, craving, is of three kinds. There's Kama Trishna, Bhava Trishna, or Vibhava Trishna, as also was explained last week. Kama Trishna is thirst or craving for sensuous experience. Bhava Trishna is thirst or craving for continued existence, especially continued existence after death in heaven. And Vibhavatana, or Vibhavatrishna, is craving for annihilation, for death. This particular stage, the stage at which, independent on feeling, there arises thirst or craving, is a very important stage, even the crucial stage, of the whole chain of the whole series, as we shall see a little later on.